AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Powerful thunderstorms have been ripping through Michigan. Julie Walker reports.
Damaging two ice arenas and other structures. The National Weather Service surveying damage possibly consistent with tornadoes touching down overnight Wednesday in spots including Ann Arbor, where resident Senjun Lee says a tree fell on his home.
If the tree fell down a couple more feet, I would not be standing here. I would be in the hospital.
Lee says it could have been a lot worse.
Then I saw my roof cave in a little bit, so I was like, time to go to the basement. So I went to the basement with my roommates.
The storms dumped as much as 2.5 inches of rain across parts of southeastern Michigan by Wednesday morning, leaving streets flooded. More was expected across the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley regions. I'm Julie Walker.
Damage assessments are being made in the Northern Mariana Islands after they were hit by a super typhoon that flipped cars, downed utility poles, and tore away tin roofs. But no reports of deaths so far. The U.S. Pacific Territory is home to about 43,000. And the eastern U.S. is getting hit by an unusually early and lengthy heat wave. Forecasters expect near record temperatures into the weekend. Elsewhere, a Pakistani delegation is in Tehran trying to arrange more U.S.-Iran talks before the two-week ceasefire ends. U.S. forces have imposed a naval blockade on Iran, halting all trade by sea. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is threatening sanctions on those who might try to work with Iran. Meanwhile, our Nicole Winfield is traveling with Pope Leo.
Pope Leo has doubled down on his belief that the message the world needs to hear today is one of peace, dialogue, and the search for truth and community. Pope Leo spoke to reporters en route from Algeria to Cameroon. He did not respond to the latest criticism from President Trump or Vice President J.D. Vance, but his tone suggested that the criticism had not gone unnoticed.
This is AP News. Amid rising costs for meat, Donna Warder reports meat raffles have become a thing.
At the American Legion Post 150 in Waconia, Minnesota, they're holding their Friday night raffle.
Lucky number 5.
The prize is meat, ground beef, hot dogs, steaks. The money goes to charity. Joe Gifford is post commander.
Everybody has a good social time. We serve up some food, and in the meantime, you get a chance to win some meat and take it home.
Meat raffles have been popular for decades in parts of the U.S., so popular that in the Minnesota legislature, there's a bill to raise the cap that charities are allowed to offer in prizes from $70 to $200 so that the charities can offer bigger and better cuts of meat. Meat raffle winner Ashley Burris says she hasn't heard about the bill, but if it means more meat and better meat as prizes...
So you can never have too much ribeye.
I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.